Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All righty. So welcome to Coco Caliente.
Oh, I love how you say caliente.
It's not right, is it?
No, you do. Caliente.
Caliente.
There you go.
And this is a podcast where we are going to talk about a lot of things, I guess.
Yeah.
Us. I mean, we're pretty... Oh, fudger.
No, don't. Hey, don't worry. Say it. We're pretty closed off. We're pretty private.
Mm-hmm. And I like being pretty private, but I think this is a great way to open up because I don't have to get ready or anything. You can just listen to my wonderful voice and Victor's intelligence. And we're going to just share, we've been on a couple shows and share that and share our friends with you, which are probably reality TV people that you've heard of.
Yep.
And we're also newly engaged, so there's also information there.
Yeah, we're basically going to give you guys a little insight to our 20-year-old something lives, right? Mm-hmm. Newly engaged, we live together now. We're like, I guess we're perfect roommates because we love each other, right?
Yeah.
And like Nicole said, we're pretty private, so we just kind of want to open ourselves up. Share a little bit of insight of our experiences, some advice, and get some advice from our guest and, kind of share our lives with our fans as well and kind of give you, I guess, sort of like an inside scoop of what it is to be like a reality TV person and behind the scenes of like our real life,
Right. Yeah. So that's a good way of putting it. It's more intelligent than what I said, but they both work. So I'm Nicole Franzel, and I'm from Big Brother 16 and Big Brother 18. So I was on season 16. It was so great. And then they asked me back for season 18, and I actually kicked Victor's butt, and I won that season.
Mind you, I did not vote for Nicole to win.
Which is absolutely nuts, because now he's just, like, loving that money.
Hey, no, but she... Hey, mind you also, she evicted me 3 times. Every time she had a chance to vote me out, she voted me out.
Oh, he's so annoying in there.
America loved me, though, so I'll take that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Victor.
Yeah, so my name is Victor Arroyo Tercero Martinez.
Oh, my God.
And so you would know me from Big Brother 18, and I've been on another show as well. And Nicole and I have some other endeavors that I don't think we can share with you yet, but that brought us even closer. So you know me as El Fit Vic, and you know Nicole as Coconuts _.
Yeah. I had that name, way before I was ever on TV, which is so weird. You used to use Instagram as a filter for your photos when you're in college. You have no idea what you're doing. And then you come back and it's just like, whoa, this is a thing.
Where did coconuts come from?
Well, I've always been Coco to my parents. Coco Bear, Coco Puffs, whatever. My uncles would add whatever they want onto the end of it. And so my little cute cousins, when they were little, they called me Coco Nuts. I guess they thought I was nuts. I'm always hanging out with the kids at family events. So anyways, it came up and I was like, ooh, Instagram, let's go with Coconuts. That's when every name was available. And so now it's like, yeah, I got a cool name other than just Nicole Franzel,
Well, it's funny because you don't think my name is so cool on Instagram. But it's funny how it came about. Do you know how my name came about? El Fit Vic?
I don't think I do.
Or maybe you don't remember. So before Big Brother, I knew I was going to get on, and my Instagram handle was V Arroyo II, something
I remember that.
Very difficult to find. And then, so I was thinking in my room, I was like, man, what can I come up with? You know, like fitness, Fit Vic, Fitness Victor. And I live on El Centro Street. So then I was like, oh, El Fit Vic. And it just caught on. And yeah, luckily that was like my comic too, which helped a lot. All right. So anyway, so why are we starting a podcast?
I guess we're starting a podcast just to open up our lives to you. I think people already make opinions of us, so they might as well be right. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's so many judgmental people out there. I used to hide from the media and stuff, went back to my small village of 800 people, living my life, being so happy. But when I would post something, you're just so
vulnerable.
Yeah, and I think that there were so many opinions. I got so much hate for moving back to my small town because I didn't think I wanted to be a model in LA. I mean, come on, I'm 5 foot and it's just not for me. So I think this is a way for you to actually you make your opinions right. And I'm so willing to share more with you guys, and especially with Victor. Victor, since I've been with him, I feel like I've opened up a lot more. I'm a lot more confident. I'm back to myself. So it's kind of basically also... Yeah, Victor, you take over.
Nah, it's nice, Nicole, seeing you open up your shell, right? You have so many layers. And when I first, you know, when we first started talking, you were so basically closed off to a lot of things. And you traveling by yourself, you know, even that was something that, you know, you'd get freaked out about. Now I feel like you can do that no problem.
Yeah, I'm just a ball of anxiety.
Or even just like documentaries, you know, like I'm a documentary fiend and... You know,
and
just,
I was a romantic comedy person.
And now I get Nicole to watch all these documentaries and she's like, oh my gosh, this is happening in the world. Like, I didn't even know this stuff. And so it's nice seeing you, you know, grow. Mm-hmm. And then you've also humbled me from, you know, our small town living. I mean, moving from a big city to a village of 800 people. I mean, that's a complete 180. So there's definitely, you know, something to share with you guys there.
And I think also sharing our friends, which are people that you know and that you follow on Instagram, or you know, see them at their concerts or whatever you do,
or TV,
and being able to have cool interviews with our friends and
kind of pick their brains a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Everyone goes through something different, and
yeah, what we're basically trying to accomplish here is not only just open up our lives, but share insight from everybody we know. Like Nicole said, everybody has something to share. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody walks a different path in life, and to bring that together and make everybody feel like whatever they're feeling is normal too.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different people out there. So everybody's going through something different and everybody has something to share, essentially. And so I think that's what we're, you know, trying to accomplish here. And we're trying to have fun.
Yeah, for sure. I wanna have fun.
We wanna keep this interesting and lively. We got some, you know, cool games that we want to play too.
I mean, honestly, we want to entertain you guys. We want to give you guys information that maybe you didn't know about us or know about other people that are former reality TV people or celebrities of some sort, you know, Instagram, whatever. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Let you guys pick our brains and we'll give you, you know, give you what we think and...
Yeah, I mean, we want you guys, our listeners, to be engaged, you know? We want you to ask us questions on our social media so we can relay that into the podcast and, you know, give you guys what you want to hear as well.
I've been asked to do quite a few interviews. I've done one interview to defend myself after I won Big Brother 18, which having to do that is absolutely insane.
It's ridiculous.
But I did it. And so I think there's a lot of questions that I haven't answered for you guys. Even how did I get on Big Brother? How has my life changed since I won Big Brother? I don't ever answer that stuff. So I'm ready to now. And yeah.
We'll touch on, you know, lifestyle, pop culture, you know, stuff that's happening right now in the world, and just getting to know our guests better and us better, I think, and just having a good time.
We'll have some fun segments, listener questions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited.
I mean, I want everyone to realize, too, how normal we are.
We're real people.
Well, yeah, we're just so normal. And that's sometimes why I hide, too. I was like, this isn't cool. Like, I can't put this on Instagram or, you know, like, I shouldn't. I'm just so normal. I mean, and I want to open up and show you guys that this is what you think, like, even having so many followers on Instagram's like and what it's really like. And
the true behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I think we'll have a special episode on that or something. But we want you guys to be so involved. We're going to have games, like Big Brother-related games.
Definitely look forward for us to do some interesting, engaging things with our guests and to get, you know, ideas from our fans and listeners and everybody to just kind of incorporate that into the show. But yeah, I think they're going to be excited. I think it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely going to be active on social media to get ideas from you. You know, we'll have a Twitter account dedicated to this podcast. We'll have an Instagram account, Facebook, all that. So this is very, starter pack right now because we've never done this before. So this is kind of scary, but we're just going to put ourselves out there.
I think one thing we forgot to talk about, Victor, is why are we called Coco Caliente?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm the Coco.
And I'm the Caliente.
So he's hot.
And she's nice and, you know, she's sweet, you know, and it's almost like having our cup of cocoa, you know, like, I don't know, not necessarily, I wouldn't say spilling the tea, but just spitting the truth. You know what I mean? Like talking about ourselves and like sharing our ideas over a cup of cocoa. Right?
Yeah, and he's Spanish. So I'm like, okay, let's come up with something that's like reps both of us. He's hot. He's Spanish. I'm Coco. So I was like, hey, Vic, what's hot in Spanish? He's like, caliente. I'm like, oh, what about Coco Caliente? Yeah, stuck.
So, you know, guys, really, to make this work, we would really love if you guys followed us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, Coco Caliente, tell your friends about it, share it.
Let us know who you want to see on the podcast. I know that probably season 20 people might be kind of popular right now from Big Brother.
Yeah, for sure.
We also have friends from 16, 18, 19, and 12, and
everything.
14.
Yeah, we got friends from all episodes.
Yeah, so let us know.
And actually even other shows. We have friends from other shows,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can pretty much do...
We got CBS covered.
We got CBS on lockdown. And we might even bring you people that you wouldn't even think about, you know? So,
right. So we're trying to open up some insight on things that you don't really think about. Like things, people that maybe aren't in the limelight. Is that the correct word?
Yeah, maybe like, not behind
the spotlight.
Not in front of the camera, but behind the camera.
Yeah.
You know, behind the scenes people that, you know, are the ones that put everything together.
Yeah, it's so intriguing how it all works.
Yeah, so, you know, stay tuned for that. But yeah, subscribe to our podcast, Coco Caliente, on all platforms, coming out to you soon. Thank you very much.
Woo!